Watch out! Kevin stepped off the tram and walked toward the ship, holding a package tightly in his hands. He had been hired as a courier for an important broker. All he needed to do was deliver a package to an office in New York City. The ship would take him there. When he boarded, the ship was congested with people. As Kevin walked to his cabin, he saw the exclusive first-class section. Everybody inside was wearing fancy garments. He would have liked to socialize with the people inside, but it was against proper etiquette. People paid a premium for the privilege to ride in first class. Instead, he went to his cabin next to the freight section of the boat. His room smelled bad, and the floorboards were warped and deformed in some areas. He could also hear the motor humming as it waited to propel the ship forward. Suddenly, Kevin was unsettled by something, but he wasn't sure why. He took a short walk on the ship's deck, but he still felt strange. That night, he suffered from insomnia. He couldn't suppress his obsessing over how strange he felt. Kevin went back on deck. It was cold and dark outside. He looked overboard, but it seemed that everything was all right. Just go back inside, he thought. Then Kevin saw it. A giant iceberg was sticking out of the ocean in the distance. Help! He yelled. People looked at him as if he was crazy, but he continued to shout until he saw the captain. There's an iceberg out there, Kevin said to him. If the ship doesn't move, we're liable to crash, he said, pointing toward the iceberg. The captain saw it and immediately instructed the crew to change the ship's direction. Without your help, we would have definitely hit the iceberg. That would have been a terrible disaster, he said to Kevin. Kevin felt relieved. Now he knew to always trust his intuitive sense.